This newscast is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicare.com. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. A Michigan courtroom just laid down the law, setting a high-stakes path for Adam Michael Gonzalez. Accused of assault and battery, plus maliciously damaging a vehicle belonging to a Mr. Milligan, Gonzalez entered a not guilty plea. But his temporary freedom comes with an ironclad warning. A $3,500 bond already posted is tethered to a zero-tolerance, no-contact order. The judge's directive is crystal clear. No direct or indirect communication with Milligan, no social media interaction, and a mandatory 500-foot buffer zone. Violate these terms, and authorities say it's an immediate trip back to the jail, with the order logged directly into the state's law enforcement system. Gonzalez, now represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney, must appear in person for a plea cutoff hearing on April 16th at 10:30 a.m. The clock is ticking, and any misstep could prove costly. And troubling patterns unfolding in mid-Michigan, where yet again another body's been discovered outside a local business, marking the third such case in just over a week. This latest incident happened Monday evening in Saginaw Township, where a customer made a grim discovery in the parking lot of Walgreens at State and Center Streets. Inside a parked vehicle, authorities found a 50-year-old man from Gaylord deceased. Investigators say surveillance footage shows the car had been sitting there since Friday night, with no sign the man ever went inside the store. Despite unsettling circumstances, police report no visible injuries and at this point don't suspect foul play. An autopsy is underway to determine the exact cause of death. The discovery comes on the heels of two other incidences nearby. Just days earlier, an elderly man was found dead in his car outside Meyer on Tittabawassee Road, and shortly after that, skeletal remains were uncovered behind the same store. Authorities say none of the cases appear to be connected or criminal, but the string of discoveries is raising concern across the community. And a mid-Michigan community is once again confronting disturbing allegations involving animal cruelty, this time with echoes of a troubling past. Authorities say a 33-year-old man already on probation for a previous case involving starving dogs is now accused of operating a dog-fighting operation out of his home. Police and probation officers made the discovery during a routine compliance check earlier this month. What they found, officials said, was deeply concerning. Multiple dogs in poor condition, some chained outside, others confined inside the house, many showing signs consistent with organized fighting. Investigators also report uncovering equipment commonly linked to dog fighting, including large conditioning treadmills. All of the animals have since been removed and are now in the care of animal control, where efforts are underway to stabilize their health. The situation is made more serious by the discovery of firearms and ammunition inside the home, items the suspect is legally prohibited from possessing due to prior felony convictions. The man now faces a series of felony charges ranging from animal fighting and cruelty to weapons violations. He's expected in court as early as this Thursday. The latest case comes just a year after he was sentenced probation in connection with a separate incident in Flint, where multiple dogs were found abandoned. Six of them ultimately died of starvation. Prosecutors are now pushing to revoke the probation and send him to prison. As the legal process unfolds, authorities say the focus remains on the recovery of surviving animals and preventing further harm. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
And we're back with more news. As the partial government shutdown continues, major U.S. airports are reporting significantly longer security lines. TSA screeners and other essential personnel are working without pay, leading to staffing shortages and increased wait times for spring travelers. The funding impasse remains a point of contention between Republican and Democratic leaders. While both sides agree on the importance of national security, they remain divided on specific funding allocations for the Department of Homeland Security. And Kuwaiti authorities confirmed that a drone attack sparked a fire at the Mina al-Ahmad refinery, one of the largest in the Middle East. This follows a similar strike on a secondary refinery earlier in the day, indicating a coordinated effort to disrupt Kuwaiti oil production. The Kuwait Petroleum Company stated that firefighting teams are working to contain the blazes, while no casualties have been reported. The disruption to production is expected to add further pressure to already tight global oil markets. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supporting environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com.
People who aren't scientists say particular seasonal behavior has been observed in the thumb. Residents, previously dormant during winter, begin wandering into participating businesses and placing small slips of paper into buckets. Some believe it's instinct, others blame boredom, but most agree it coincides suspiciously with WLEW and WHST's spring shopping spree, in which five individuals are selected to receive $100 gift certificates. Participants can be seen approaching the bucket with great caution, as if it might suddenly ask them to do math. It does not. They simply write their name, drop it in, and walk away, often pretending they weren't excited, even though they clearly are. This ritual continues now through April 9th, with no purchase necessary, though many participants report feeling compelled just to check out that one shelf over there. On April 10th, five names will be drawn. Experts predict winners will react in one of three ways: stunned silence, polite disbelief, or the phrase, "No way, I never win anything," despite overwhelming evidence that someone must. In the end, the spring shopping spree remains a mystery. Part tradition, part community, part bucket-based anthropology. To join the study, simply visit a participating business, approach the bucket, and do what generations before you have done.
Register to win Thumb Broadcasting's spring shopping spree at the following businesses: Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville and Harbor Beach, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, Heist Flowers, Gifts, and Greenhouse of Pigeon, Mr. Z's Carpet Cleaning of Cass City, and Port Hope Laundromat of Port Hope.
And that's been a look at this hour's news, brought to you by Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Russ Servants.